has been prepared for educational purposes. Any name, number or history mentioned during this dictation has no relevance to any person living or dead. Any such association is regretted.
The G Baptist, M.D. 232 Holly Street, Lake Cook, Indiana 60060. Re. Joseph Smart. Date. March 22, 2006. Dear Dr. Gene, thank you again for the referral of your patient who was seen at my office today for consultation on May 21, 2006. The patient, as you are aware, is a pleasant 43-year-old female with no significant past medical history. The patient presents now with a long history of approximately 20 years of arthralgias in her lower back, the lateral knees, and the lateral ankles. The patient has morning stiffness for approximately 1/2 hour. The patient takes Motrin with mild relief. However, he has developed occasional GI discomfort from the Motrin. The patient has also been treated with Mogut, from which he developed hives on occasion. The patient denies any other constitutional symptoms. Present medications. Motrin TRN. Allergies. She denies drug allergies. Social history. She denies tobacco or alcohol use and is a home health attendant by occupation. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 130/80. Lungs, laterally clear. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2. No S3. No murmurs, rubs, or gallops. Abdomen, positive bowel sounds. Soft and non-tender. Extremities, no clubbing, cyanosis, or edema. Musculoskeletal exam, no active synovitis in the peripheral joints. There are multiple, scattered tender points in the upper and lower back. There is tenderness on palpation of the cervical spine and the lateral thighs. In summary, the patient is a pleasant 43-year-old female who appears to have fibromyalgia, however, will be referred for further laboratory evaluation to rule out other musculoskeletal conditions, particularly rheumatoid arthritis. The patient will now be treated with Ultracet Q12 hours. On a PRN basis and is encouraged to exercise and return for follow-up in 5 weeks or sooner as necessary. Once again, I thank you for the referral of this pleasant patient. Yours truly.